Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Accordion Conjunto Champs on our Hooli Records. We heard Muchacha Bonita by Narciso Martinez. Moses Ash once mentioned to Chris Strakowitz that he'd better find a safe place for the music his record company released before he kicked the bucket. Mo followed his own advice, and after his death, his record label Folkways became allied with the Smithsonian, allowing that none of his vast library would go out of print. In a similar fashion, Chris Strakowitz recently has arranged for his label, Arhuli Records, to be acquired by Smithsonian Folkways. Chris began the Roots Music label in 1960 with a recording by the Texas songster Mance Lipscomb. He went on to record North American Roots Music and reissue classic recordings on his record label. This was made financially more secure by a bit of luck in 1966. He recorded a ragtag group of musicians called Country Joe and the Fish and pressed a single of I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die Rag. As an afterthought, Chris asked about the publishing rights and made a deal that made his label and his record store much more secure, especially after the song was featured prominently in the Woodstock film. Chris would go on and record Don Santiago Jimenez and his sons Flaco and Santiago Jr., Clifton Chenier, Dewey Balfa, Lydia Mendoza, Big Mama Thornton, Beau Soleil, the Savoie Family Band, Del McCurry, and the Klezmerim, and these are just a few of the artists Arhuli Records presented to the world. This week we'll listen to a variety of recordings on the Arhuli label. We'll open with the great Mexican violinist Juan Reynoso and Inocente Galindo. The music of Arhuli Records on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. De mi alma me alegro con su recuerdo, doy gracias a mi Diosito por lo bueno que es conmigo, que siempre oye mis plegarias, a todo lo que le pido, amor bonito, bonito, cariño, mi cariñito. Amor bonito, bonito, cariño, mi cariñito. Te quiero porque te quiero, porque eres mi amor bonito. Tu amor es rete bonito, radiante como una estrella, que pensando en tu cariño acaban todas mis penas. Doy gracias a mi Diosito por lo bueno que es conmigo, que siempre oye mis plegarias, a todo lo que le pido, amor bonito, bonito, cariño, mi cariñito.
Yo soy Ernesto La Chiva, de mero corpus nativo. Y a las mujeres bonitas no más puro amor les pido. Ahora soy de San Quilmas, del barrio de los malditos. Yo soy Ernesto La Chiva, el que no lo asustan gritos. Ya me pusieron la chiva, pero no me han puesto cuerno. He toreado toros bravos con timas, becerros tiernos. Linda es la mujer ajena porque entrega sus amores. Si muero por mi morena, no siento ni los dolores. Por esa sur Santa Rosa, el Pénjamo está situado. Y más adentro se encuentra la chiva y el enamorado.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and this week we're focusing our attention on Arhuli Records and its founder, Chris Strachwitz. We just heard from Don Santiago Jimenez from his recording, his first and last recordings on Arhuli. We heard El Satellite, recorded in San Antonio in 1979. Don Santiago died in 1984. He, of course, was the father of Flaco and Santiago Jimenez Jr. Before that, we heard some classic recordings from the 1950s from San Antonio's Conjuntos is the name of the recording, and we heard a band called Conjunto Topo Chico, and we heard a tune called Ernesto La Chiva, recorded back in 1953 and originally released on Rio Records. Chris liked to put together collections of vintage recordings as well. And before that, Lydia Mendoza, who is unquestionably the finest female singer in Tejano music, recorded back in 1964. We heard Amor Bonito from a collection called Tejano Roots, The Women on Arhuli. And we let off that set with Juan Reynoso, the genius of Mexico's Tierra Caliente is the name of the recording. And we heard a tune called Inocente Galindo, which is dedicated to a local military figure from the area of Tierra Caliente, Juan Reynoso on Arhuli Records. Well, Arhuli Records also recorded a lot of blues, and if you go back in your blues lore, you'll find that there were two Sonny Boy Williamsons. This is Sonny Boy Williamson II, also known as Rice Miller, from a recording called King Biscuit Time. It was recorded back in 1951, and this is the Pontiac Blues. Pay attention, because Elmore James is playing the guitar. Sonny Boy Williamson on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
But I'm crazy about his Pontiac. We gon' drive out on the highway, turn the bright lights off. Oh, we're driving on the highway and cut the bright the north. That's a whole lot of loving, and that's pretty funny.
Bought you, black woman. Let your doggone head go, boy. Give me back that wig I bought you. Let your doggone head go, boy. You know I got the news this morning. Little girl, you don't need no hair at all. She won't know why, but I'll tell you. Money to buy a hair with, baby. Now I ain't got a lousy dime. Give you all my money to buy a hair with, baby. Now I'm poor light and don't have a lousy dime. No, I ain't gonna buy you no more wigs, cause I'm not able. But it look like you bald head women could show me some hair sometime. Cut it off. Dixie has a woman's glory. Why did you want to cut your hair off? She said, "Reading, I want to do it, Lightning. I want to hear you talk that talk.
It was the first night of life.
She goes, "Babe, I'm tired of you. Ain't your honey but the way you do." She goes, "Babe, it's all over now. All I want my baby to do, make $5 and give me two." She goes, "Babe, it's all over now. Went downtown and bought me rope. Put my babe till she buzzed low. Sugar babe, it's all over now." Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? You don't treat me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Went to town and bought me a line. Whooped my babe till she changed her mind. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Tired of you, ain't your honey but the way you do. Sugar babe, it's all over now.
Hey, what was that pretty song that you told me? You know, I don't know it so well, but you said
My Four Reasons.
Yeah, My Four Reasons.
Oh yeah, I wrote that in jail, man.
Did you write in jail?
Yeah.
What were you in jail for?
Nah, you see, that's getting a little personal.
Oh, excuse me. I thought it was the time that you found a rope in the street and the reason put you in jail. They didn't put you in jail for the rope. You had a pig on the other end of the rope. Is that right?
All right.
Well, anyway, come on.
You want me to play a little so you can see what this is?
Play a little bit first. Now. Pick up on Tommy. Yeah.
I hate a girl who's full of no. Kits and junk and uses Joe. That's one of my four reasons. Who rolls around below her knees and flirts with those and flirts with these. That's two of my four reasons. And when she uses garlic, eats Limburger cheese, I get a weakened spot down around my knees. Now folks, I've told you this and that, my mind's at ease.
Yes.
That's all for my four reasons. I got it. Flirts with those and flirts with these. That's two of my four reasons. when she chews that garlic, eats some burger cheese. I get her weak and way down around my knees. Oh, told you this, told you that. My mind's at ease. That's one of my four reasons.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1623. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from recording Accordion Conjunto Champs on our Hooli Records, and we just heard Pedro Ayala and a mazurka called Patricia, Accordion Conjunto Champs. We are celebrating our Hooli Records this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Before that, from the soundtrack to the movie Louie Bluey, which features the music of Howard Armstrong, we heard My Four Reasons, featuring Howard on the mandolin, Tom Armstrong on the bass, Ted Bogan on the guitar, and banjo Ikey Robinson on the banjo and the vocals. My Four Reasons. It's on our Hooli Records as well. And before that, the very first recording made and released on our Hooli Records was Mance Lipscomb's Texas Songster. It's recorded in 1960 in Navasota, Texas. We heard Sugar Babe from Mance Lipscomb. And before that, when Chris went to Texas, he really wanted to record Lightnin' Hopkins, but he was out of town. That's when he did Mance Lipscomb. But we heard Lightnin' Hopkins, recorded in Berkeley, California in November of 1961, and Bald-Headed Woman. That's included on the soundtrack to a wonderful movie all about our Hooli Records called This Ain't No Mouse Music. And before that, we heard from Sonny Boy Williamson II, recorded in 1951, and Pontiac Blues, from Sonny Boy Williamson, from the King Biscuit Time recording. Again, that was Elmore James on the guitar. We're celebrating our Hooli Records this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And the world is so much richer because Chris Strachwitz reissued some classic old 78s. His Amadei Audois, recorded in New Orleans in 1930, and the Amadei Two-Step on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
We'll be right back. washing.
Up, Lord. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Beausoleil from their recording Alonzo Lafayette, the title track. Let's go to Lafayette. Beausoleil from 1985 on our Hooli Records. We are celebrating our Hooli Records this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Before that, from the soundtrack to Jeté à Ball, I Went to the Dance, the second volume of the soundtrack on our Hooli, we heard Port Arthur Blues from Dewey Balfa, along with his brother Rodney on the guitar, Tracy Schwartz on the second fiddle, Mike Seeger on mandolin, and Eric Thompson on guitar as well. The Port Arthur Blues from Jeté à Ball on our Hooli Records. And before that, we heard from Clifton Chenier, from the best of Clifton Chenier, the king of Zydeco and Louisiana blues. And we heard Zydeco Sans Passant, Snap Beans Without Salt, recorded back in May of 1965. From Clifton Chenier. And we let off that set with Amédée Audouin from the recording I'm Never Coming Back, and a recording he made in 1930 in New Orleans, the Amédée Two-Step. That was on our Hooli Folk Lyric Records. We are celebrating our Hooli Records this week, and we've got one last set. The Maddox Brothers and Rose were a classic country band back from the 30s into the 1950s and on in California. They were actually known as the most colorful hillbilly band in America because of their costuming. Here's Rose Maddox, who was the sister in the band, and she was their lead singer. From her recording Rose of the West Coast Country, here's Ashes of Love on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Love would share.
And all rain is
Then came the dawn, the day you left me. I tried to smile with all my might, but you could see the pain within me that lingers in my heart tonight.
Great West Coast old-time music from the Any Old Time String Band, and Let Me Fall from their collection I Bid You Good Night on our Hooli Records. And before that, Del McCurry's first solo recording after leaving Bill Monroe. We heard I Wonder Where You Are Tonight, the title track of that recording on our Hooli. And we let off that set with Rose Maddox, Rose of the West Coast Country, and we heard Ashes of Love. We've been celebrating our Hooli Records this week, and the company's founder, Chris Strachwitz. The label has just been acquired by Smithsonian Folkways, which means that it'll stay in business for many, many, many years. Some wonderful music on our Hooli. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1623.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening